The sermon text today is a brief story from Mark chapter 10, where Jesus gave sight to a blind man. For a little context, this healing occurred shortly before Jesus' triumphant entry into Jerusalem. Jesus was making his way to Jerusalem to soon be crucified. And not just for that reason, but also to celebrate Passover. Lots of people were making their way to Jerusalem because of Passover. Beginning in verse 46 of Mark 10, we're told that Jesus and his disciples came to the city of Jericho. Jericho is a familiar city in the Bible with lots of history. The first conquest of the land under Joshua was in Jericho. That's where Rahab lived. It's where the walls fell down. It's where Zacchaeus lived in Jesus' time. It's also mentioned in the parable of the Good Samaritan. Robbers attacked a man traveling from Jerusalem to Jericho. Well, Mark tells us that they came to Jericho, but he doesn't say anything about their time in Jericho. He jumps immediately to when they were leaving Jericho. As he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great multitude, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the road begging. Notice that Jesus went out of Jericho with a great multitude. Why was there a multitude? I'm sure some of the people were following Jesus, but again, many people were making their way to the Passover feast. So that might explain why so many people were leaving at the same time. As Jesus departed, we're told that there was a blind man by the road begging for help. Matthew's account of this story actually says there were two blind men, but for some reason, Mark only mentions one of them. And he gives us his name, which is unique. We are not usually told the names of people that Jesus healed. But the man's name was Bartimaeus. Verse 47. When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, "Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me." This was a man who was desperate for help. He wasn't content to remain a blind beggar, and he did what he could to get Jesus' attention. When he heard that Jesus was in the crowd, he cried out to him. He raised his voice. He couldn't run to Jesus like the rich young ruler did, but he could scream and shout, and that is exactly what he did. Notice what he called Jesus. He called him the Son of David, which is a kingly messianic title. He was declaring Jesus to be the true king of Israel. He was shouting it. Apparently, Bartimaeus had heard of Jesus before, and he believed in him as Yahweh's anointed. Perhaps he had heard reports of blind men being healed. Bartimaeus was not ashamed to cry out to Jesus, even when others tried to silence him. Verse 48 says, "Many warned him to be quiet, but he cried out all the more, 'Son of David, have mercy on me.'" Most people treated the blind beggar with contempt. They wanted to ignore him. They wanted him to stop crying out to Jesus. But how did Jesus respond to the blind beggar? Verse 49. So Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. Then they called the blind man, saying to him, "Be of good cheer. Rise, he is calling you." And throwing aside his garment, he rose and came to Jesus. Bartimaeus may have been blind, but he saw clearly what kind of king Jesus was. Jesus responded to the man shouting, not by telling him to shut up, but by calling him to himself. Jesus heard him, and he was moved with compassion. This makes me think of the parable of the Good Samaritan again. When you compare the stories, there are similarities between them. In the parable, a man was robbed and left for dead on the road to Jericho. And everyone passing by ignored him, including a priest and a Levite. But a Samaritan came and had pity on the man and took care of him. Likewise with Bartimaeus. He was a beggar on the road to Jericho, and everyone passing by ignored him and told him to be quiet. They were being like the priest and the Levite. But Jesus came and had pity on Bartimaeus and took care of him. Jesus was being a good Samaritan to Bartimaeus. Notice the repetition of the word call in verse 49. He commanded him to be called. Then they called the blind man, "Rise, he is calling you." Being called by Jesus is a great honor. It is, in fact, the greatest honor. It changes you, and it spurs you to action. Upon hearing the call, what did Bartimaeus do? It says, he threw off his garment and went to Jesus. He arose from his lowly position to be near to Jesus. That sounds like a resurrection, doesn't it? Yes, it does. These details are foreshadowing what Jesus was about to do for the man. So Jesus asked Bartimaeus a question. He said, "What do you want me to do for you?" He answered, "Rabboni, that I may receive my sight." Rabboni means master or teacher. So Bartimaeus was giving respect to Jesus, which is another sign of his faith in Jesus. And now we come to the healing in verse 52. Then Jesus said to him, "Go your way, your faith has made you well." And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus on the road. Our English translations say, "Your faith has made you well." But the Greek uses the word sozo, which is the word for saved, or salvation, or to be rescued. We could read this as, "Go your way, your faith has saved you." I've taught before that the Bible has a broader view of salvation than we usually think of. Salvation is not only about decretal election, your eternal destination in heaven. It's about all the healings and all the rescuings that God does throughout history. This verse is a great example of that broader usage. Bartimaeus received his sight. He was resurrected as a new creation. He was saved from his affliction. And notice that his faith was the instrument of that salvation. Jesus did the saving. Jesus performed the salvation. That is, our salvation is always grounded in the work of Jesus. But faith was the instrument that allowed that salvation to be applied to Bartimaeus. As Reformed Protestants, we believe in the doctrine of sola fide, which is salvation by faith alone. This passage is a good lead up to our Reformation celebration next Sunday. It was faith that made the difference for Bartimaeus. You can cry out to God without faith. You can pray without faith. You can be desperate and begging for help and still not have faith in Jesus. That's the condition of every false religion. The Jews, the Muslims, the cults, they don't have faith in the real Jesus. Their prayers are not the prayers that the real Jesus answers. Your petitions must be made with faith. Faith in the real Jesus as the true King. That is necessary for you from beginning to end. Now, I love what happened after the healing. Jesus said, "Go your way." He gave Bartimaeus the freedom to go wherever he wanted to go. As a man who's been blind for quite some time, you might imagine there were a lot of things that would have been nice to have seen. But where did Bartimaeus choose to go? It says he followed Jesus on the road. Remember the garment he left behind? We're never told that he went back to get it. When Bartimaeus arose to be with Jesus, he was exalted to a new status. He didn't need the old garment. He didn't need to go back to Jericho. He left behind the old to be with the new. Jeremiah 31, which we heard this morning, says that a remnant of Israel would be saved, that Yahweh would bring people from all over the world to Zion. A great multitude, including the blind and the lame and others. Bartimaeus was a representative of that group. He was saved from his blindness and he started making his way to Zion, presumably all the way to Jerusalem for Passover. Jeremiah 31, we start to see it partially fulfilled in the story of Bartimaeus in Mark 10. In closing, let me give you two ways in which Bartimaeus is an example for all of us. Number one, he shows us how to be the righteous poor. Bartimaeus was a beggar. He was a poor man. Yet he was a poor man who trusted in Yahweh. He was righteous. And he had faith in Jesus because Jesus was his only hope. Jesus was all that he had available to him. He didn't have riches to rely on. He had no money to buy people's love or to buy suitable health care for himself. He was fully dependent on Jesus alone. That's the attitude we need to have. It doesn't mean you have to be poor like Bartimaeus. But when you're afflicted and you feel completely helpless, you cry out to Jesus. You cry out for his mercy. You're willing to become poor. You're willing to leave behind the garment to follow your Savior. That is how we mimic Bartimaeus. Number two, Bartimaeus shows us boldness in the face of adversity. Boldness in the face of adversity. Bartimaeus cried out to Jesus, and the crowd tried to shut him up. It says they warned him to be quiet. I don't know about you, but that kind of sounds like a threat. Be quiet or else. Did Bartimaeus comply? Did he heed their warnings? No. In fact, he cried out all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." When you have a just cause to cry out to Jesus, whether it's an affliction of some kind or some sort of wrong that has been done to you, don't be surprised when people try to shut you up. It is one of the most common strategies. Sadly, even among Christians, sometimes. Let's not defend the victim of a sin. Let's blame the victim because they're being a nuisance. When people warn you to be quiet, be bold, like Bartimaeus. Cry out all the more and wait for Jesus to be your good Samaritan. Bartimaeus was saved because of his faith, But it wasn't a casual faith. It wasn't a convenient faith. It was a faith that worked. It was a faith that shouted. A faith that cast off the garment. A faith that stood up. A faith that walked on the road. Will you do those things? Will you walk on the road? Will you follow Jesus? And will you keep following Jesus? That's not a decision you make one time in your life and then forget about it. That's a decision that you make every moment of your life. Will you leave behind the old to be with the new? Jesus calls you to faithfulness. So answer his call. Stand before him. Behold him with eyes of faith. Repent of your sins and commit to obey his commandments. Because he is the Son of David, the true King, the true teacher, and the true God.